the execution of the plays, you know, just running the plays. And, you know, it's a case where we're in a situation where success is going to breed success and failure is going to breed failure. So what we have to do is we have to have a good play. We have to have a good block. We have to have a good play, then another good play, then a good drive, then a touchdown drive, and then do it again. And that's where I'm saying success will breed success. And when we stub our toe on the first drive and then we're down, we got to just focus on just being what is our job and what do we need to do individually. So, you know, we're making a big emphasis on taking care of your own business and just focusing on that. Just what am I doing? What am I putting on tape? What am I doing in the game? And then you get 11 guys doing that, you're going to have success on the play. And that's the situation we're in right now. Yeah, sometimes we're letting the situation of the game affect how we play as opposed to just playing football. Going out there, we get the ball back. Let's play our football and let's do our job on that individual play, and we'll have success with the play and not allowing what's happening in the game affect how you play. Yeah, you know, that's they've done a nice job in Minnesota, you know, taking his defense from Cincinnati and moving it up there, and obviously we played Cincinnati in the first game last year. So we have some familiarity with it. They do a great job putting pressure on the quarterback. When you refer back and you look at Tampa Bay game they played, New Orleans, and just the games that you're watching on these guys, they're hitting the quarterback. And that's where teams have to do a good job of protecting quickly, throwing quickly, and getting the ball off. And they know that. That's the type of football they're trying to put out there. Now, if you get the ball off, are they putting their DBs in a position where it's tough on them? Yeah. But they're expecting to get to the quarterback before you can do that. I think Jay will have the confidence that to make plays. And when I say make plays, just executing the offense, throwing where he's supposed to throw and throwing it on time. As he gets one in a row, you know, we've been watching tape and just seeing the plays that we do make, and describing the execution that's happening in that play to our players on a daily basis, to try to breed that feeling of success and confidence, and we're going to continue to do that until it shows on the field.